The final coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Kevin McGough. The Buckeyes are the outright Big Ten champions for this year, and for the second year in a row, Ohio State is the number one seed at the Big Ten tournament. They have earned a double bye into the quarterfinals, where they will take on the winner of the Purdue-Rutgers game at noon Eastern time on Friday. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Would you mind starting us off with an opening statement? Then we'll take questions from the media.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Big Ten tournament. This is, since I've been in the league, this is probably as deep as it's been in terms of quality teams, and I think it's going to be a really exciting time in Indianapolis, and looking forward to it.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions from the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star, then the number one to ask your question. Our first question is from Christy Winter-Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Hello, Coach, and congratulations.
Thank you.
With the tournament coming up, last year going out in the semifinals, is that something that you discussed with your team at all? I mean, everyone's pretty much back. Is that an approach that you've taken in terms of motivational piece?
Not really. I mean, I think our kids will be motivated. You know, we have a senior-laden group, and I think they'll be excited to be in Indianapolis. And I think they'll be ready to play. We're off today, tomorrow, and so we need two great practices before we head to Indy. And that's kind of what we'll focus on, just kind of trying to be the best version of ourselves and stay focused on that. That's what we've kind of done here down the stretch in Big Ten play, and we'll kind of continue with that theme.
And with that being said, when you have that kind of senior-laden leadership, what are the things that you're hearing your team say to themselves? Like, what are the leaders saying headed into the tournament?
You know, we haven't talked a lot about it yet. We were really, you know, with what we were trying to accomplish here in the regular season, that's obviously what our focus has been on. But we will, you know, turn the page on that this week. And we don't get a whole lot ahead of, I try not to let them get too far ahead of themselves, and they're good about it. Like, we focus really practice day by day, and then, you know, we'll concentrate on either Rutgers or Purdue, and a little bit of both since we don't know who we're playing yet. And that's about as far as we'll get. Is let's have a great week of practice, let's get prepared for that first game, and that's about where our thought process will be this week.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome. Look forward to seeing you.
Your next question is from Michelle Vopel with ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hi, Michelle.
Can you kind of go through, you had that stretch in January, the three losses in a row, but they were against three really good teams, and two of them were on the road. But ever since then, you haven't lost a Big Ten game. You had, you know, the non-conference game at South Florida. But other than that, you guys have, I think, probably have played pretty much the way you've wanted. Was that those three losses, did that recalibrate anything, or how do you feel like your team responded to those?
As the great late Woody Hayes would say, nothing cleanses a soul like a butt kicking, and it did kind of make us. Sort of reevaluate where we are, where our focus was, where our intensity was, because it wasn't good enough in that stretch. We played three really good teams, and teams that on those nights played a lot better than we did and deserved to win, but we were not playing well. And but we didn't make, I would say, a lot of wholesale changes, more of a focus of getting back to kind of what we were doing that was allowing us to be successful. Specifically within that, we really focused on our defense and our rebounding, because in losses, it's those numbers usually aren't good for us. And so we've tried to focus a little bit more on that. I think our kids have done a good job, and that's allowed us to play much better here down the stretch in Big Ten play.
You know, from the very beginning of the season, I think rebounding was a particular concern of yours, because you knew you could be a good rebounding team, but it would have to almost be like a game-by-game point of emphasis. Has the team really embraced that, and is that going to be, like you said, one of the big keys throughout the postseason for you guys?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think we've embraced it. I think we've gotten better in that area. I think I've done a better job than maybe I was doing in earlier in the year in putting them in position in practice to make sure we improve. And our kids have embraced it. But that will be something, obviously, you know, as we aspire to continue to play our best basketball here into March, that we'll have to be very mindful of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Garrett Steppen with the Buckeye Sports.
Hi, Kevin. You and the players have spoken about what it would mean to win the Big Ten regular season title, and you obviously did. I'm just wondering, going off of that, how much more would it mean to win the tournament with the way that you've spoken about, you know, the Big Ten being as competitive as it has been?
Yeah, it would be great. Like I said, this is the best Big Ten season that I've gone through since I've been at Ohio State. There's just a lot of great teams. Every night is a well-prepared team because we have great coaches and there's a lot of great players we're playing against. So I'm very proud of the accomplishment because it's been such a competitive Big Ten season. Same thing for the tournament. I mean, in our first game, we're going to play a great team. Either Purdue or Rutgers, either one's going to be a challenge, and it's only going to get, you know, tougher if we're fortunate enough to advance. So if we would win, we would have beaten three really good teams, and that's not going to be easy to do. So it's great to win the Big Ten regular season, but certainly if we were fortunate enough to have a chance to win the tournament, that would be a great accomplishment as well.
And then just going off that, you've beaten Purdue and Rutgers and obviously won three games in Big Ten play to end the season. Just what's the confidence level of this team right now, especially after the last few games and the way that you handled Penn State and Northwestern?
Yeah, I mean, I think they feel good about what we've done here recently, but we know that, you know, this time of year, we're going to play teams that are going to have a great sense of urgency, and so we're going to have to be at our very best to have any success. And so I think we're just going to really try to focus this week on having a great week of practice and trying to be in the best version of ourselves when we show up in Indy.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star then the number one.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you.